This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every day, Sacred Heart Mission provides around 400 meals to people experiencing homelessness and disadvantage. To help support this inspiring program, why not join them for the Heart of St Kilda concert, now in its eighth year. On September 22 at the Palais Theatre, hosted by Brian Mankervis, featuring artists such as Casey Chambers, The Black Sorrows, Cold Joy, comedians Arj Barker and Denise Scott, and much more. This promises to be an evening of great tunes and laughs. Tickets are available through ticketmaster.com.au or by calling 136 100. Joy sponsor.
You're on Joy 94.9, and that was Beverly Knight and Chaka Khan with the Soul Survivor. Now, more than a Soul Survivor, I've got Brian Mankervis on the line. Nick, good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you're with Sacred Heart Mission, and you've got a special event coming up on Tuesday, 22nd of September, which we'll talk about a little bit more about that in a moment. First of all, tell me about Sacred Heart Mission. Sounds a bit religious.
I suppose it does. I think it probably had its origins in the church, but that's not really such an issue. The main issue is that they have a kitchen at a dining room,
right.
I should say, where they serve breakfast and lunch for anyone who needs a feed.
That's great.
No, they're a wonderful, wonderful organisation who've been operating in St Kilda for many years. They're situated in Grey Street, just up the road from Barclay and Grey. And, they turn away no one. So, those who are doing it tough. And of course, they realise that the dining room, the kitchen, is this place of where people meet and gather, and once you get some food into you, you start to relax a little, and then they have their various other social service people will come to the dining room. And so not only do you get a feed, but you can be given advice about shelter or health issues or, all of the many facets of life for those who are doing it tough. And there's a few of them on the street.
Yeah, especially
sadly.
Around the St Kilda area. And it's sort of a huge dichotomy, isn't it, in the St Kilda area? It's quite wealthy and the quite poor and the homeless, I guess you call them. Yeah,
absolutely. And in fact, just around the corner from the mission is a wonderful street called Robe Street. And I often walk up there with my dog on the way to the beach. And you've got this incredible contrast of these grand, almost mansions, some of them beautiful houses. And then you've got, rooming houses, and you've got people who sort of filtered down. I think St Kilda's always had this reputation as a sort of a bit of a playground. But of course, with that can come, substance abuse, and obviously there's a bit of action on the street. So while it's an exciting, vibrant place to live, it also has those who are doing it tough.
Right. So well done to the Sacred Heart Mission there for the magnificent work that they do. Now, people want to assist your organisation. How can they get involved in your great work?
Well, they can come buy a ticket to the our big concert. We've been running this concert. This is our eighth year.
Well done.
Part of St Kilda concert. Yep. It's always at the Palais Theatre.
And what a great Heart of St Kilda the Palais is too. What a fantastic venue.
That's right. Have you seen a few shows at the Palais, Gary?
I think if you haven't seen a show at the Palais, you're not a Melbournian. It's just amazing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I know. I have very vivid memories. I think I saw Bruce Springsteen there. Of course, the Stones were there when they first came to Australia in around 64 with Roy Orbison.
Oh, goodness me. It's a long time ago.
I saw Bob Dylan there last year.
Oh, right. Now he's still alive. Okay.
Who? Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, indeed.
Look, these concerts, We've been doing them now. As I say, this is our 8th concert.
Mm-hmm.
They're always big variety. We like to make them family affairs, so mm-hmm. it's a wonderful mixture of comedy and music.
You've got a great lineup there, haven't you? You've just announced the Black Sorrows are appearing.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I saw the Black Sorrows just do, I think, maybe 2 songs a couple of months ago at a big benefit show for Ross Hannaford.
All right.
And the Sorrows, Joe Camilleri, he's still got that incredible passion.
Yep.
And the band is amazing. Yeah, some great acts, you know, so the Black Sorrows for the older members of the audience. And then we go way back. We've got a hit maker from the 50s.
I saw
Cold
that.
Cold Joy.
Cold Joy, yeah. Amazing.
Yes, yeah. I know. And then for the youngsters, you know, we've got British India, Luke McGregor, Casey Chambers. We've really spread the net a bit this year. We've got the...
Arj Barker in there too.
Sorry, Arj Barker, funny man.
Oh,
Denise
he's great.
Scott, Dave Callan. And for the first time, we've sort of bred the net into the classical area, and we've got Slava and Leonard Gregorian.
Oh, that sounds interesting. What are they going to do?
You haven't heard of them?
No. Educate me.
Gary, you've been under a rock somewhere. Slava and Leonard are... world respected. In fact, they've just come back from making an album, I think, which for a very famous classical label in Stockholm.
Okay.
Slava and Leonard Gregorian are classical guitarists. They're brothers.
Oh, right.
And they make beautiful, beautiful music. So this came up. I actually interviewed them on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 6 months ago, and had never met them before, and we got on well, and there was, mm-hmm. you know, that lovely sort of post-interview chat, and then I ended up at a parent-teacher night that night, and there was one of them,
right.
And then I went to a school concert the next day, and there was the other one, so...
just can't help
like
fate, can you?
The right thing to do. I said, come on, you've got to come and do the Hardest and Kilda show.
Fantastic. So a great variety of lineup there. Now, just to make sure that people know when it's on, it's Tuesday, 22nd of September at 7:30 at the Palais.
Yep.
How can people get tickets, Brian?
Well, I believe I think it's through the Palais or...
Ticketmaster, I've got listed here.
Ticketmaster, there you go.
Ticketmaster.com.au.
That's right. And that's what you need to know, the Hardest and Kilda concert. And like all these benefits, there's something special about a benefit. You know, I know performers, comedians and musicians are often asked to do a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always gratified by the fact that performers keep saying yes. And I actually talked about this with a couple the other day, and they said, look, the atmosphere at these shows is always fantastic,
mm-hmm.
because you've got a full audience at the Palais, you're in a beautiful theatre, and everyone is sort of, there is this sense of, all right, we're doing something here. We are actually raising money for an essential service, and we're having fun at the same time.
Indeed. Looks like a great fun concert, plenty of variety and something for everyone, as you say there, Brian.
Bring the family.
Yes, Heart of St Kilda, and that's the Heart of St Kilda concert. There's a raffle on as well, and you can check out all of that on the website as well. The tickets are from ticketmaster.com.au, Heart of St Kilda concert, and that's obviously at the Palais in St Kilda. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Brian.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate your support.
No problem at all. You're on Joy 94.9. I've been speaking with Brian Nankervis from Sacred Heart Mission and looking at the concert that they've got coming up very, very soon.
Every day, Sacred Heart Mission provides around 400 meals to people experiencing homelessness and disadvantage. To help support this inspiring program, why not join them for the Heart of St Kilda concert, now in its 8th year, on September 22 at the Palais Theatre, hosted by Brian Nankervis, featuring artists such as Casey Chambers, The Black Sorrows, Cold Joy, comedians Arj Barker and Denise Scott, and much more. This promises to be an evening of great tunes and laughs. Tickets are available through ticketmaster.com.au or by calling 136 100. Joy sponsor.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.